Hi everyone, I'm Taehyun Kim, and I'm going to talk about Schildster, Shielded in Memory QBL Stores with SJAX. This is work with my co-worker Jungwon Park and Jeogu Seungeun-jeon and my advisor Jeoka at KAIST. These days, users keep their data on QBL Store in cloud environment to access from anywhere and to reduce management burdens. However, the user's data is more vulnerable to the malicious attacker in the cloud. To protect data from the attacker, hardware vendors provide trusted execution environment through trusted hardware such as Intel SGX and ARM TrustZone. So we need trusted key value stores with this trusted execution environment. Then how about the performance of trusted key value store? We make a simple key value store and measure the performance with and without SGX. This graph shows the performance of key value store with various working set size. And when the working set size is over 96 megabytes, the performance of trusted key value store degrades sharply, and with 4 gigabyte working set size, it is 134 times slower than normal key value stores. This performance degradation is mainly caused by SGX paging overhead, since the protected memory of SGX is limited to 128 megabytes. When we store a large number of key value entries in this protected memory, SGX generates SGX paging, which incur high overhead. So how can we have efficient trust key value store? First, to check why the SGX paging has high overhead, I will show the paging mechanism of Intel SGX. Since SGX paging is helped by page port handler of OS kernel, when user access page A in enclave, the enclave should exit the enclave context and run port handler to get the page and then return the enclave context. This exiting and re-entering enclave generates high overhead that it takes about 8,000 cycles. Our proposed mechanism to make efficient trusted key value store is based on the observation that I will talk in this slide. This graph shows the latency of read operation with various working set size, and the figure on the right side, I will show what the legend means. No SGX and SGX unprotected means that accessing unprotected memory from normal and enclave context. SGX enclave means that accessing protected memory from the enclave context. As you can see the graph, unlike accessing protected memory degrade performance with large working set size, accessing unprotected memory in the enclave incur low overhead. In this work, we try to exploit this observation. So instead of storing data in the EPC, we try to put the data in the untrusted memory using EPC as a processing buffer. To protect the data which is stored in untrusted memory, we keep the security metadata inside the EPC. Using this principle, even if the size of data increases, SGX paging does not occur. So we try to reduce the SGX paging with using protected memory as a secure processing buffer. Based on the observation, we propose semantic-aware data protection. Since we use EPC as a secure processing buffer, Shielded Store can select protected data using application semantics. For the trusted key value store, we should protect the key and value without any other data, so we define key and value as a secure object. First, when the user accesses the secure object A in enclave, Shielded Store just copy the object into the enclave memory and decrypt and verify integrity with our protection mechanism. Since this approach does not keep the data in EPC, it does not need to do paging due to the capacity limitation. Through this semantic-aware protection, we can have fine-grained and efficient data protection. Let's check the threat model of the Shielded Store. Shielded Store provides confidentiality and integrity of key and values in key value stores. As same as the TCP of SGX, Shielded Store provides data protection with only trusting SGX enabled processor chip and code and data in Inkling. In this work, we didn't consider the side channel attack and availability attacks. From now on, I will show the overall design of ShieldStore. As I mentioned, ShieldStore stores main data structure in the untrusted memory with providing encryption and integrity protection. In the enclave, ShieldStore keeps the security keys and metadata of integrity protection for the data stored in untrusted memory. When client requests the operation to ShieldStore, ShieldStore fetches corresponding data from the from untrusted memory to enclave and processing it and return the result to the client. This design, we have a challenge that how we efficiently protect data which is stored in untrusted memory. I will show how ShieldStore protect data. As I described in previous slides, key value data structure is stored in untrusted memory and it is protected by ShieldStore's protection mechanism. Let's take a look at the protection mechanism. First, for the integrity protection, each data entry has message authentication code and ShieldStore constructs Merkle tree using a hash value of the bucket. This hash value of each bucket is generated using all the max in the same hash bucket. In case of encryption, ShieldStore encrypts key and values using counter-mode encryption. Let's take a closer look at the protection mechanism. At first, this slide shows how ShieldStore provides integrity protection. ShieldStore provides integrity protection using Merkle tree to efficiently use the limited protected memory. Traditional Merkle tree uses a method of putting all the data as a leaf node, creating a hash tree from them, and putting only the root node in the protected memory. ShieldStore exploits a hash index structure for efficient data protection. ShieldStore creates one hash value per bucket and constructs a Merkle tree using this hash value, since it reduces the depth of tree. Also, ShieldStore stores several subtree root node instead of a single tree root node to use the limited protected memory as much as possible. However, since the hash value of the bucket is made by all the MAC values of the hash chain, it should traverse all the MAC entries. Next, let's look at the encryption mechanism. ShieldStore encrypts key as well as value for reducing information leakage. This figure shows the encryption process of ShieldStore. Key and value are concatenated and encrypted using counter-mode encryption. One of the disadvantages of encrypting key is that we should decrypt all the entries in a same hash chain to find the matching key. This figure shows the procedure of searching key in ShieldStore. To find the matching key, ShieldStore should decrypt all the keys on a hash chain before it finds matching key. To alleviate this disadvantage, which I mentioned before, and make the trusted key value store more efficient, we propose several optimization in this work. However, because of the time limit, I will show only the integrity protection optimization in this presentation. You can refer other optimization like searching encrypted key optimization in this paper, in the paper. In the integrity protection, when ShieldStore creates a hash value of bucket, it should fetch all the MAC entries in a hash chain, and it may degrade performance. Therefore, ShieldStore makes a buffer for storing MACs called MAC bucket for each hash bucket. So ShieldStore can generate hash value of bucket using this MAC bucket without traversing all the MAC entries. It can improve the performance significantly when the length of chain increases. ShieldStore provides persistent support using ceiling mechanism supported by Intel SGX. This ceiling mechanism uses a hardware monitoring counter to protect against rollback attacks. Since accessing this monitoring counter can degrade performance, ShieldStore provides periodical snapshot-based persistent support. This figure shows the persistent support of ShieldStore for the security metadata stored in Enclave, ShieldStore sealed it using sealing mechanism and stored the sealed data in hardware or SSD. And just storing encrypted key value entries on the hard disk or SSD, since it is encrypted and integrity verified by security metadata, if the security metadata is not modified by attackers. Sorry. Based on the design of ShieldStore, we run the experiment for measuring the performance of ShieldStore. We evaluate ShieldStore with two cases. First, in the standalone evaluation, we focused on measuring performance of ShieldStore without network. And in the network evaluation, we use socket interface with 256 clients for the real cases. For the metrics, we use memcached for comparing commercial key value stores, because unmodified memcached cannot be run on the Enclave. We employ library OS provided by Graphene SGX that makes unmodified application runs on Enclave. ShieldBase is ShieldStore without optimization, and ShieldOpt means that ShieldStore with optimizations. For the workload, we use YCSB, and the workloads are divided to small, medium, and large according to the size of working set. All the size of workloads exceed the 128 megabyte memory limit. First, I will explain the standalone result. This graph shows normalized throughput of metrics with various working set size and threads. These results are normalized to the performance of memcached with Graphene SGX. ShieldBase shows much better performance than memcached because ShieldStore greatly reduced the number of SGX paging. In case of the ShieldStore with optimization, it achieved performance improvement about seven to eight times in one-thread evaluation and 24 to 27 times in four-thread evaluation. Next, we compare the performance with LOS published in EuroSys 2017. LOS also tried to reduce the number of SGX paging with different approach to ShieldStore. It employs software-based user space paging mechanism and encryption and integrity protection mechanism in the Enclave to reduce the exiting and re-entering overhead. The graph on the right side shows the throughput of the key value store with LOS and ShieldStore with various value size. In case of LOS, performance increases at 1 kilobyte and 4 kilobyte values because data is fetching and evicted in page granularity. However, in case of small value size, the performance is decreased since bandwidth overhead and encryption and integrity protection overhead with page granularity. As you can see at the 16 byte and 512 byte value size, ShieldStore outperformed the LOS because ShieldStore provides fine-grained data protection. We also evaluate LOS with ShieldStore with various working set size. This graph shows the performance of key value store with LOS and ShieldStore with various working set size when we fix the value size as 4 kilobyte page size. Even if the value is 4 kilobyte page size, ShieldStore outperformed with large working set size since the efficient data protection mechanism exploiting hash-based index structure and optimizations. However, LOS degrades performance on 1 gigabyte working set, and we cannot measure the performance of key value store with LOS over 2 gigabyte working set size. This is because the user space memory allocator that manages untrusted memory pool can manage maximum 2 gigabyte working set size in the open source LOS code. Even if the LOS also can manage pool with large memory size, we expect that the ShieldStore can outperform over LOS because ShieldStore efficiently protect data exploiting the data structure of key value store. In this slide, we will show the evaluation with network environment. In this study, we applied hot coils from ISCAT 2017 to the shield stove. The reason for this is to remove the bottleneck of incoming requests to the enclave, since hot coil allows to speed up data transfer between enclave and non-enclave through putting the additional polling set. Graph shows the performance according to the working set size and one set and four set evaluation. Shield store improved performance compared to Mincached and has bigger performance improvement when hot cores is applied in four thread environment, since the hot core reduced the bottleneck of front end. With comparing secure Mincached, Shield store performs only three to four times slower than insecure environment, even with large working set size. The performance degradation is caused by the overhead of encryption and integrity protection and copying overhead. In conclusion, I will summarize paging mechanism. First, XGS paging and LEOS try to protect data with page granularity. However, since shield store provides semantic aware protection, it protects data with more flexible and fine-grained granularity. In terms of crossing enclave overhead, LUS and shield store try to reduce the number of crossing enclaves with the different approach as I described in previous slides. So LUS and shield store is more efficient than SGX paging. Lastly, shield store focus on the application-specific domain protection for the performance improvement. Instead, LUS provides general library for reducing overhead. The code of shield store will be available at this URL as soon as possible. Thank you for listening.
Hi, Mark Silverstein, Technion. Nice talk. I wonder, there are two questions actually. First, do you expect this solution to be applicable to other key value stores, and how many lines of code you needed to change in order to implement it with Memcached? That was question number one. Question number two, in fact, Alias does support very large data sets, but with a very specific way to configure it. I'm not sure it was very obvious from open source documentation, but maybe we can talk about that. Specifically, the question was the large page size, how large were the pages sizes which you evaluated with for Alias?
Yes, our prototype is focused on the improving the performance of trusted key value store using the hash index structure. So as you said, the other index structure, data structure, we should modify a lot of code, especially in integrity protection mechanism. Yeah, that's right. So yeah, that's the limitation of this work. And for the LUS, yes, we just use the open source LUS code to, we didn't know the other configuration and some kind of thing. But yeah, in this evaluation, we just used the simple default configuration of the LUS and evaluate the result. So yeah, that's some limitation. Yeah.
So we have a question from there.
Hi, Steve Hand, Google. I'm just curious. What do the security properties compare between somebody just storing and retrieving key values that are already encrypted, so outside by the clients, compared to what you actually provide with this system? Because that's obviously going to be more efficient in terms of throughput. It's going to be more like your kind of insecure version, but it obviously doesn't provide quite the same security guarantees. Could you compare those?
As far as if I understand your question correctly, then your question is that client-side security, client-side data protection is more comparing the server-side data protection and client-side data protection, right?
I guess he's asking about the client-side encryption. So I guess the answer is you cannot support query operations on the server. All right.
Yeah. In this work, we try to protect data with server-side data protection because in the server side, we can compute the operation like the append or increase easily than the client encryption. So we use the server-side data encryption.
All right. So I have a question regarding the rollback protection that you mentioned here. All right. So your storage system is not a LSM-based storage system. It's just an in-memory storage system.
Yes.
So when you have to persist the data, you basically have to stop accepting the requests. So, okay. So if I have to modify your data structures for a skip list-based systems like LSM-based data structures, which organize data in skip list instead of hash buckets, can we do that? Can we use the techniques here? How do you go about that?
The question is similar to the person asked me that we should modify the if we modify the data structure in the key value store, we should. Especially, we should modify the integrity protection mechanism for integrity protection mechanism a lot. So we have to modify a lot of code in the integrity protection mechanism. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So if there are no more questions, then let's thank the speaker one more time and.